The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Going to a game, what do you worry about? You worry about the person in front of you wearing a very tall hat? Or what do you, sewage leak over you? Another thing to worry about, the team's live mascot escaping and landing on your head. Giants, Dodgers, Buffalo, KC, Mercury, Aces, it's possible legend status awaits someone this weekend. Let's go.
I was at the game in Atlanta where that bird almost attacked Dwayne Wade. He was terrified. He ran away.
Rams 26, Seahawks 17. Can I kick it? Yes, you can, but who knew you could kick it twice? He may have been past the line of scrimmage here. I think he was. Seattle's leaky defense is an issue, but Russell Wilson's middle finger is an issue. He's seeing a specialist today. They're calling it a sprain, and it's on his throwing hand. And look at that throwing hand. The Rams get right on the short week. Finished better than they started, but I'm going to read you a quote right now about that finger, about that man, Russell Wilson. This is Pete Carroll, Wilson's head coach. Russell is one of the greatest healers of all time. He'll do whatever he can to get back as soon as absolutely possible. Emily Kaplan, I turn to you now. What was last night about?
It was about the Seahawks. Russell Wilson has started every game since he was a rookie, 149 straight starts. He has been the Band-Aid that's kept this team together. And now Geno Smith is the Band-Aid, and this defense has allowed 450 yards in four straight games. And you have to wonder what this means for Russell Wilson's future, if he really wants to be a part of this team, if it's another lost season, because we know last offseason there was tension boiling under the surface. And if it is another lost season, I wonder, could this be the inflection point for Russell Wilson and the
You're
Seahawks?
You're talking about Band-Aids on a finger. That finger look like it needs more than a Band-Aid. Woody Page, even if he is the all-time greatest healer, what position are the Seahawks in right now?
I thought Oral Roberts was the greatest healer of all time, not Russell Wilson. But you were talking about that was a leaky defense. Guess what, Tony? Sewage was coming out of that stadium during the fourth quarter. This is the fourth consecutive game the Seahawks have given up over 450 yards to the visiting team, or to the opponents, I should say. So, I mean, this legion of boom that we saw for years and years has gone away. Legion of foam is what is more like it. Okay. Teams, you have a guy come in, not having thrown a touchdown pass since 2017, leads him to two touchdowns.
Now, of course, I wouldn't want to put words in your mouth, Woody, but legion of gloom rhymes with legion of boom. Maybe that's what you... George Sedano, join us. What did you see last night?
I saw why Russell Wilson may or may not wanted to have been traded this offseason, Tony. Remember all that scuttlebutt about how he wasn't happy with the direction of the team or the offense? Look, we're talking about a new offensive coordinator. They're still trying to figure that part out. But to everyone's point here, the defense is a big problem. In retrospect, we now look at this Jamal Adams situation. As bad as their secondary is trying to cover guys, you brought in a guy, you traded the farm for him, and he's not really a cover guy. He's a thumper. He's an excellent player, but he's not necessarily what you needed. This thing in Seattle is a mess right now, and with Russell Wilson's hand injury, you know, they call it a mallet injury. He's going to, you know, he looked like Ryan Mallet out there when he tried to keep going in this thing. But nonetheless, ultimately, I think the big problem here is Pete Carroll not only is in trouble with his team, but he's also got the wrong healer. Matthew Stafford was the best healer on the field yesterday, not Russell Wilson, because Matthew Stafford also dinged up his hand and was able to throw for 365 yards and get the victory.
Bob Ryan, I'll bring you in here on last night. The headline from last night, is it Wilson's injury or that the Rams got right?
Let's take a 20 here. What is the matter with you people? Why are we wasting time talking about yesterday's news? Yes, Russell Wilson got hurt. I hope he gets healthy. I like him. He's a wonderful player. The Seattle Supersonics have a better chance of going somewhere, and they're not even in town than the Seahawks do, okay? The Seahawks window closed with the worst coaching decision in the history of the Super Bowl.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm
here
talking about.
Here we go. All right, here we go.
They have never recovered. They have never recovered, and they're not going anywhere. The story of the game is whether or not the Rams can build on what they have started. Yes, they got thrashed by the Cardinals, but they can go somewhere. They do have Matthew Stafford. They do have a better team. They do have a chance to be playing in February. The Seahawks do not. Why are you wasting time even worrying about the Seahawks?
Well, when you say it that way, let me ask George, you're in Los Angeles. What did the Rams prove to you last night, if anything?
The Rams proved that even though they're not playing their best ball, they're still one of the dominant teams in the NFL. Matthew Stafford still hasn't necessarily looked great other than that first game. And Sean McVay has actually tailored this thing down from where he had what he had with Jared Goff. With Jared Goff, they were doing all these bells and whistles, play action. You know, now they're doing more dropbacks than almost any team in the league except for one. That's not the Sean McVay offense we've seen. I still think there's several more gears to the Rams.
Did you see something from L.A. last night that made you think either way?
Yes, I saw a defense, talking about Seattle's defense, I saw a defense from the Rams that's not as good as what they had defensively last year. And offensively, I don't think we've seen the best of the Rams so far. And I'm not thinking that they're really the class of the division either.
Well, Arizona proved it. At least last week, the class right now goes through Arizona. We're going to put a bookmark in that, talk about the Cardinals later. Baseball now, Giants and Dodgers. Let's go. 107 wins versus 106 wins. I'm just going to pump this up for legendary status. I don't need to tell you this. Never mind the rivalry, or that's the first time the two have ever met in the playoffs, or that Plaschke has already Plaschke'd, okay? His column today, by the way, had the line, why did Jackie Robinson retire in 1957? Because he was traded to the Giants. Oh, Plaschke's got jokes. But let me say this, 107 wins versus 106 wins, it just doesn't happen. Never in the division series, never in the championship series. It's never happened in the World Series. George, who's got the advantage going in, and what will decide this series?
Well, Tony, you know what else has never happened? The Giants and Dodgers in a playoff series. That's also never happened. But the edge here goes to the Dodgers because there's a reason they build all those tall buildings in Vegas and they made the Dodgers the favorite. It's not because they're dummies when it comes to this stuff. But to me, the Dodgers, the key here for this series for both teams is really who can overcome the injuries, right? Brandon Belt is a big injury for the Giants. Can they overcome that in their batting order? And the same thing with the Dodgers. They lost Max Muncy. We know Clayton Kershaw's out. But Cody Bellinger, good for the Dodgers, that all of a sudden he's starting to find his form after having to deal with changing his batting stance, having a miserable season. He's finally rounding out into form. And the last thing that gives the Dodgers the edge is their depth. And their depth, particularly in their pitching, okay? Kenley Jansen has been fantastic this season. A lot of people wrote him off, including yours truly. But he's
Thank
been
you
a
for
big
reminding
key.
Us. He's one of the great healers of all time. Woody Page, how about you?
Can we get any respect for a team that won 107 games more than the Los Angeles Dodgers? I know that everybody's picking the Dodgers. And, George, you just went through it. Yeah, Bellinger's rounding into form. He's drawn a couple of walks. Give me a break about that. I just don't trust the Dodgers' left-handed hitters. I mean, they've got Trey Turner, who I love, and he should be the most valuable player of the year, Justin Turner, the Turner brothers, and you've got a great shortstop out there. But really, beyond that, with Muncy not in the lineup, you know, yes, the Giants have lost Brandon Belt, but Chris Bryant joined that team. He's going to be like Schwarber has been for the Boston Red Sox. I think he's going to step in and do a great job during the playoffs. And I just look, when you talk about the relievers on the Giants, they are better than the relievers on the Dodgers.
Emily Kaplan, who's got the advantage going in?
George hit it at the end that the starting pitching for the Dodgers is much better, and Walker Buehler, has going to place his team twice, potentially. Yeah. He has 83 strikeouts in 11 postseason starts and already has some signature clutch postseason performances. And I know he got a little roughed up the last time he faced the Giants in September, but in his first five starts against San Francisco, he has a 0.79 ERA. Ooh. He can shut down this team. That pitching staff is going to be the difference, and that's why the Dodgers are going to win.
And Bob Ryan, who's got the advantage? Is going in.
Well, I like the Dodgers starting pitching as well as any group that's in baseball, and that's without Kershaw. They don't need him. They don't need him. I think the Dodgers starting pitching might be the edge. But I got to talk a little bit about this rivalry. It's unique in American sport. It was transported in 1958, 3,000 miles west, after being a heated rivalry, and it has never missed a beat. It's transported to two cities that don't like each other, don't respect each other, laugh at each other, and the teams have responded to that in the way they have. This year, by the way, Dodgers, Giants, 107 wins, Dodgers 106. Giants, 10 wins, Dodgers 9. Dodgers, 80 runs, Giants, 78. You can't get much more evenly matched in these two teams, right? I love the idea that the two first basemen offset each other and all that, but I still think the Dodgers pitching is going to be the edge.
Plaschke had us thinking about Jackie Robinson before. It was Jackie who had the steal, the last straight steal of home in the playoffs, 1955, the famous play with Yogi arguing. The last until Randy Arozarena last night. The Arozarena revolution in the playoffs is just a sight to behold. He had the steal of home. He had a homer in Tampa Bay's shutout win over Boston. Bobby did it in last year's postseason. How is Arozarena doing this?
Arozarena is a marvel. He's one of the great young players in baseball. We have a bunch of them. And when I saw this, two things went through my mind. First of all, how many people could have done this, had the parlay of the home run and the steal of home? Mays, both Bonds, not too many other guys I can think of. Number two, Yogi. First thing I thought it was Yogi, who I swear, I guarantee his dying words were, he was out!
George Sedano, how is Arozarena doing this?
He's the new Mr. October, if you look at it as far as the home runs are concerned. His first 20 playoff games, only Babe Ruth has more, Tony. And here's the thing. This was a kid that, you know, as a teenager, was playing with professionals. People forget that. In Cuba, in Pinar del Rio, when he was playing with that squad at 18 and 19 years old. Then in Tijuana with the Mexican League. So before he even got to the majors, he was playing with pros. He came in very ready to play on this stage.
Woody, what were you thinking when you saw him steal home last night?
Well, people are talking about Mr. October. Here's a guy that was now must be mentioned in the same sentences with Babe Ruth and Jackie Robinson. And guess what? He's still a rookie. He's going to be Rookie of the Year. We think about him being around for 3 or 4 years, but he's still eligible for that award. What a great evening for a young kid.
Emily, last word to you.
Hey, he might be a rookie, but how about that confidence? He was begging his manager, Kevin Cash, for weeks, let me steal home, let me steal home. Even though his teammate got thrown out in last year's World Series, they finally let him do it. He does it perfectly.
Right, he was saying, Verde, Verde, Verde. He wanted the green light. He got the green light and delivered one of the great moments you could have in the postseason, a straight steal of home. I'm going to have to go to the Yogi Berra Museum in Montclair, New Jersey, to see exactly how that shook out. Run by the great Kaplan family. All right, that's it. By ourselves next.
Around the Horn is presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
The last time the Buffalo Bills and Kansas City met, AFC Championship game last year. Buffalo led 9-0 after the first quarter, and then KC blew the doors off, 38-24. Buffalo's defense coming in off their second shutout in 3 games. They now get Mahomes. KC's defense coming in off of 4 straight shreddings, and they now get Allen. George, who's got the advantage, and how will this game be won?
I believe styles make fights, Tony, and I'm going to go with the Chiefs in this one. They have taken care of this particular series. I'm also not buying Buffalo with their defense. They played some bad teams offensively. And here's the thing. For Buffalo to win, they need to be aggressive. And they haven't been aggressive against this team. They've been settling for field goals. Three fourth down attempts in their last game. They settled for field goals in all of them. You got to score touchdowns to be the Chiefs. The Chiefs are putting up points. They're going to win.
Well, maybe you just gave them the recipe, and maybe they should go for it more. Maybe you just gave them that ammo. Woody Page, how will this game be won?
Well, George, you were only a little bit wrong. On both teams, first of all, you got the Chiefs giving up 31.3 points a game. We talked about Seahawks defense. Well, guess what? The Chiefs defense is even worse. And when Josh Allen goes up against the blitz, and the Chiefs like to do it, he completes 71% of his passes. They not only have shut out people, they have dominated people throughout the season except for one game.
You've got Buffalo, and you're a visionary, I see. Emily Kaplan, how about you?
I'm selling Woody gushing about this defense. Can we talk about the quarterbacks that they faced? A shell of Ben Roethlisberger, Jacoby Brissett, Taylor Heineke, and Davis Mills. None of those guys are Pat Mahomes, who's had their number. It's going to be won by the Chiefs because Pat Mahomes is going to do his thing and limit turnovers.
Bob Ryan.
Two interesting, flawed teams, both much better on offense than defense. You realize last week the Chiefs won despite giving up 461 yards. I can't bet against Mahomes. I'm sorry. I go with the Chiefs.
Okay. Speaking of betting, Kansas City, I don't look at this sort of thing, but they haven't covered the spread more than twice in the last year. Betting against them usually has been pretty good. We'll move on. Buy or sell two. The chances the Arizona Cardinals stay undefeated and get to 5-0. It's versus San Francisco Sunday. Jimmy Garoppolo's availability is up in the air because of his calf. Could be Trey Lance's first start for San Fran. Woody, what are you watching for? Who you got?
I think we're seeing the beginning of the Lancelot era. He should be the starter. You want to compete against Murray, who has become like Lamar Jackson this year, that he's staying in the pocket more, not emphasizing the run like he has in the past. It seems like he's a mirror of Lamar Jackson, and I think we're going to see more of that from Lance. You got to remember, guy's only lost one game in his entire life.
Trey Lance, you're speaking of. So you've got San Fran over Arizona with Trey Lance getting the win in his first career start over the undefeated yes. team. Wow, you are a visionary. How about you, Emily Kaplan?
I don't think it matters who starts the quarterback for the 49ers. The truth is they're averaging less than 4 yards per game because the 49ers training staff might be the worst healers of all time. The pass rush just isn't there, and the Arizona Cardinals are just a better team.
Bob Ryan.
It will be fun for Kyler Murray, now that he's getting up there in age, to look across the field and see a younger version of himself once Lance gets in the game. The fact is that the Cardinals are the definition of a growth stock. I don't care who quarterbacks. I don't care if Plunkett quarterbacks. I don't care if Y.A. Tittle quarterbacks. They're going to win the game. Cardinals.
George Sedano.
Lance is probably the guy that gives him the best chance to win because of the chaos he can create with a bad secondary with Arizona and an aggressive defense, but it's going to be the Cardinals. Kyler Murray is like Neo in the Matrix right now, Tony. He's not running as much. He's not running for as many yards as he's been in the past. That's because he's carving people up passing the ball, 74% completion percentage. This guy is on fire. He's the early season MVP.
Oh, wow. So in that one answer, somebody invoked Y.A. Tittle and somebody invoked Neo from the Matrix. We'll move on. Buy or sell three. Top five matchup in college this weekend. Number 4, Penn State. Number 3, Iowa. Emily Kaplan, which team do you believe in more?
We are going to win because of our explosive offense. We have 8 plays of 40 yards or more, only 3 turnovers. Yes, I'm a proud alumnus. And I know Iowa's got a very good defense, but we do too. And plus, if Jahan Dotson, you don't know him yet, he's going to be a household name by Monday. We are.
Penn State, of course. A fine alumni, I believe. A-L-U-M-N-A-E, alumni.
We learned that,
alumni,
yes.
I should say, yes. Go ahead, Bob Ryan.
Kirk Ferentz waited 23 years for this moment, I think, in time. This is their time. This is their year. Their defense will stifle Penn State. They're at home. I go Hawkeyes.
Sedano.
This thing's going to be defensive slog. Both teams in the top 5 as far as giving up big plays of 20 yards or more. But here's the difference. Penn State, best team or one of the best teams in the country in the red zone, much better than Iowa. And they've got the better players. In a close matchup, give me the team that recruits better.
Emily, you are going to get beat. Is this Iowa? No, it's football heaven. We're talking about the Field of Dreams on Saturday in football. You've got the best team in the Big Ten and a team that's for real, and Penn State's not going to go in there and go against a team that already has 16 turnovers and will be an interception machine against the
Emily, I'll give you one chance to respond. So Woody and Bob, I guess, who are taking Iowa.
We are better recruiters, just as George said. We have better players thanks to James Franklin.
No,
and again,
not.
Jahan Dotson is going to be a stud in this game. Just watch out for him.
That'll be the last words from Kaplan. Hoodie, 32. That usually gets you in the showdown, not when you're matched up against Sedano and Ryan. That'll be our two in 3 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Around the Horn is presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour.
A 24-0 run isn't a run, it's full-on cardio. And that's how Vegas beat Phoenix in Game 4 to force tonight's Game 5 for all the marbles and the trip to the finals versus Chicago. So Taurasi, Griner, Wilson, Cambage, all with the brightest spotlight on them. What will decide tonight? George Sedano, Around the Horn to you.
Tony, injuries and identity. Too many injuries for the Mercury with Nurse and Cunningham, and even Taurasi with a dinged up ankle. And identity. Vegas found their identity. We're struggling on defense, found their defensive identity, and they got one person in Cambage that can match up one-on-one with Griner.
24-0 is impressive, I agree. Now, he mentioned Cambage. There was some, that is a great matchup of the big people, Griner. But I think the difference will be the grand dam. Diana Taurasi, who is, I know she's dinged up, but I think she's going to rise to the occasion yet again, as she's been doing for a long, long time. And I think she's going to pick up
Does
the big plays and carry the Mercury.
Anybody know Taurasi's record in huge season-ending closeout games? Anybody know?
56-9 overall.
Oh, you both know that it's amazing. It's 15-2 in the games. Bob Ryan's getting the point. We'll move on. Pepe. Chance for Ricardo Pepe last night. U.S. Men's National Team 2, Jamaica 0. U.S. at the top of the table right now. Four games into qualifying. Starting to believe, Bob?
I would say cautiously optimistic. I know that beating the right guy boy is something we always do. But I like the way we're going. And I think that I know this much. This period, the last time out, we only had 4 points. We've got 8 now. We're on a roll. I think we're going to be okay.
Tony, I feel more confident, even though this team is young and inconsistent, because Berhalter simplified things. A 4-3-3 is what they're playing, and you do that when you know you have the better talent, and in every match moving forward, they'll have the better talent.
You're a big believer in that. That sounds a lot like your college football answer. You're plagiarizing yourself, Sedano. FaceTime Bob Ryan.
October 8, 1956, 65 years ago today, Game 5 of the World Series. Yankees sent to the mound before 64,519 people. Don Larson, who was shelled in Game 2, 2 hours and 6 minutes later. Yes, I said 2 hours and 6 minutes later. He is the winner of a perfect game, and Yogi Berra is leaping into his arms. This is a guy who once went 3-21 as a St. Louis Brown and was famed for his nocturnal activity. You need great journalism to commemorate this. Dick Young in the New York Daily News wrote, "The imperfect man pitched a perfect game." Join me in a beer in honor of Don Larson.
There it is. Bob Ryan ends us with history.
He would.
That's right. It. We'll see you Monday around the horn.